Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Friday to you. I hope you had an amazing day, an amazing afternoon, an amazing evening, wherever the hell you at, I hope you good. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia on Peachtree Street. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's coming to you live from New York City. This show gets started. The JR Sport Brief Show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen live on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can listen on SiriusXM 158. And if you have a smart speaker, well, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network, and we pop right on up. It's easy. What a show. What a day. We talked about breakdancing. This has been quite eclectic. We talked about Tiger Woods not making a cut again. We talked about J.J. McCarthy signing his rookie contract. We spoke to Matt Mershall from the Orlando Sentinel. We talked about college football. We spoke about professional football with Emory Hunt. He thinks the Cowboys are going to be good. We talked about expansion. We talked about Kevin Durant and his Achilles. Major League Baseball is back after the All-Star break. Will Levis wants to go on a playoff run. I told you about the breakdancing. Yeah, there's going to be breakdancing in the Olympics this year. And in 2028, when the Olympics comes back here to the States, hello, Canada. When it's in Los Angeles, we're going to have flag football. Hickey, like, why don't we just get, I know it's going to be 4 years out. Derrick Henry can still do something 4 years from now. Why don't we get Derrick Henry on the team? Right? That makes sense.
When it comes to flag football, though, is he the guy you want? I don't know.
Oh, that's right. You can't run people over. dumb, stupid me. I'm thinking of let's get some brutes of Americans to just run over. So what you're telling me is you think Japan will come to Los Angeles and beat us on our home soil in flag football?
I hope not. I really hope not.
Who is playing flag? How is let's think about this for a minute. How the hell is flag football? How is it going to be an Olympic sport? Y'all talking about breakdancing this year. Whose idea was it to turn flag football? Who's playing flag football? Who?
Well, it's in the summertime. I mean, can't NFL players play?
Man.
No?
I get it. No, I'm not talking about domestically.
Oh, I see.
Are they playing flag football in Saudi Arabia?
It's too hot for that.
Are they playing flag football in the Philippines?
I know
they're not playing no flag football in Argentina, Canada, maybe Canada, in Toronto, I guess. But whose bright idea was this? How do you qualify flag football?
How do you qualify for breakdancing?
International breakdancer competition. I'm making stuff. No, but they have breakdancer competitions. I don't know how it relates to the IOC. I don't know. I don't know these things. These are not.
Guess we'll find out.
What? I'm about to get in trouble. You ready for this?
Let's hear it.
I don't know because these are not real sports.
Damn. There it is. There it is.
Breakdance is not a sport. It's a competition. I got no problem. Put breakdance in it. It's already in the Olympics. There's going to be a lot of people shocked. I bet you a lot of people don't even know breakdancing is in the Olympics this year. It's not a sport. It's a competition. Flag football. Ooh. They might as well put American football in the Olympics. Who are we going to play against? Like three guys from Germany and five guys from London?
It's just Team Europe.
What do we do? Can they cobble together? Come on, man.
One guy from Italy, two from France.
Throw a
German guy in there.
It'll be worse than we are against the world in football, okay? Like, we can't play. We have the fire. We don't even have a coach right now to play soccer. Could you imagine if we played the world in our version of football? They wouldn't even want to keep your stupid version of football. Anyway, speaking of stupid things, people want more. That's what we want. Everybody wants more. More money, more food, more time, more money. And I guess if you run a business, that's what it is. But there comes a point in time where is there such thing as too much of a good thing? Like in sports, and this is a theme right now. Everybody wants to expand the playoffs. Why? Not because we need more action, but because it generates more money. And I also think it generates a lot of false interest. Everybody thinks that their team is always going to have a chance, that they're always going to have an opportunity. More. NFL always looking for more. You know what? Let's play this clip. We just played this last hour. This is from Stephen Jones. He sat down on the Scoop City podcast, and he basically told everybody, y'all better get ready because we about to go to 18 games in an NFL season sooner than later. Listen to this, man.
I'm on the competition committee. We've talked about this, knowing that it's probably inevitable. It's certainly, I do know, at the end of the day, the players, enjoy the compensation that's coming their way. And they get, for the most part, half of every revenue dollar that comes through the door. And so certainly getting paid well. We all know when we go to 18 games, the revenue is going to jump, and certainly should only help in terms of the money available to pay players and, get players the compensation.
More. What about me? Hickey, am I the only one? I didn't want the 17 games. I don't need 18 games of NFL football. Am I alone in that?
No, I am with you 100% on this. I don't think we need to expand. I think less is more in the case of the NFL, not only just to make fans want it, with the season being a little bit shorter, but also keeping your players healthy. I know football is football, but people don't want to watch bad football, and that comes when a lot of your stars are on the shelf.
You know what? This is like anything else in life. And I get it. I think it was almost 20 years ago Mark Cuban said, man, like fat pigs get slaughtered. Like y'all are doing too much. Like the fact of exclusivity and making it special, I feel like even, and it's not feel like, we're going to have NFL games on Friday with Black Friday. We got NFL games on Christmas. We got Monday football. We got Thursday football. We got Sunday football. Where's the exclusivity and the specialness of saying, well, I got to tune in now? When there's something every day of the week, it's too much of a good thing. It's like anything. I don't want to eat steak every day. I don't want to have pizza every day. I don't want to have pasta every day. I don't want to eat the same thing every... I don't want to do it. And it's all about money, but sometimes you got to... Well, I guess don't leave money on the table if you're a business. That's counterproductive. But you don't want to wear out the fan base. And they're not the only ones. College football's expanding everything. More playoffs, more teams, teams that don't deserve to be there. They're just there to make money. It's business, right? But not for me. I don't care. How about this? Notre Dame's head coach, Marcus Freeman. He was on ESPN. And I guess from Notre Dame's perspective, of course he'd like this. They've only been to the playoff, what, two times since they've started it? Marcus Freeman was just like, I love the fact that they're expanding the college football playoff.
I'm a proponent of college football, and so to give more teams an opportunity to compete for the national championship and make the playoffs, I think it's going to be a great situation and something new, but I think it's going to be great for college football. As far as our season, our mindset, we still have the same approach. That our job is to try to go out and win every game we play, and the biggest focus will have to be on that period from the end of week 12 to the first round playoff. And that's where we've done some really forward think in terms of what would we do during that time period. But our mindset hasn't changed. It will be a longer season. If we take care of business, do what we're supposed to do, we know the season will be long. The depth's going to be important, but our approach is go out and win every game we play and continue to improve as a football team each week.
For all of this, why don't we just make the regular season tournament style? Is that possible, Hickey? Do you think that makes sense?
You said tournament style?
Like, if we are de-emphasizing the season, which I think is taking place, there's somebody smarter than me. Why can't we just make the regular season some type of tournament style? Like, you go through your whole, I don't know how to do it, but maybe what I'm saying is stupid. I just know that there's no emphasis on the regular season anymore. It's out the window.
I would argue, if anything, it strengthens it, no?
The regular season? How?
We went from two teams competing for a championship, so 95% of teams were eliminated very early on. Then when you go to four again, like, you lose one game in September, your season's over. And so, like, the amount of meaningful games you had later in the year is very minimal because there's only so few teams left alive chasing, you know, a berth in the college football playoff. Now, you could argue that maybe worse teams get in, but I would argue more meaningful games pop up because now in November, even if you lose a game or two,
you still got life.
You're still alive, and now all of a sudden, you know, a game between the 15th ranked team and the 11th ranked team that last year in November is probably meaningless, now all of a sudden has a big meaning.
No. I mean, in the postseason, in the tournament, like, I just... We're letting teams in that are not going to win. Do you think this is not college basketball? You think we're going to get Cinderellas here?
No. I'm not sitting here saying the 11th, you know, team out of 12 or 12th out of 12 can win a national title. I don't believe that. At least, you know, in 99% of the cases. But like, for me, I'd rather have it play out on the field. You know, I don't want to just sit here and say, oh, that, you know, let's just say Boise State, for example, as the 12th seed, they can't win it. Well, sure, they probably can't, but at least I would like to know that by watching it happen on the field instead of just sitting in a boardroom saying, yeah, they have no chance, on to the next one.
They've had a whole regular season to prove they're worth a damn.
And if they make the playoff, they can prove now against the big boys how good they are or how undeserving they are.
We're going to have like 10 TCUs from a couple years ago. That's what we're in store for.
There might be a few blowouts, but I think the champions going forward, you could feel like no one missed out. No one was robbed of an opportunity to compete for a championship.
I'm not going to lose sleep over it. It's just too much of a good thing. Too much enough. We don't need all these teams. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, speaking of Boise, Eric is calling from Boise. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Eric?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, as far as stretching out the NFL season, as it is right now, the starters hardly play at all in the preseason. They don't practice in pads. I honestly feel like we don't get good football till like week five because it takes that long for the offensive line, for the quarterbacks and the receivers, for the timing to come down. That's when it gets good. So, to stretch it out even further, I think you're watering it down as it is. And then, you know, it's funny you guys are talking about college football playoff, and I'm definitely in the minority here, but you know, the conversation has shifted from the BCS where the one team, you know, we're arguing about the one team that didn't get in, you know, and that's the third best team in the country, and now we're arguing about who's the 13th, 14th, 15th best team in the country. And it's just like, you know, we got to tie it down, we got to keep it tight, you know, we start stretching things out and everything gets watered down. That's just my opinion.
Nah, I hear you, Eric. I'm in the same boat, but it generates money. From a business perspective, I understand it. From a fan perspective, I'm not with it. Like, if I was them, I'd be doing it too. But I'm not making no money off of it. But I can tell you this, I'm not going to sit down and watch some of them games. I'm going to wait until the end of the game and go, oh, what's the score? Okay, it's a close one. Now I'll pay attention. I don't got no faith. Come on, man. Too much of a good thing. Like, at what point do you just go, oh, let's slow it down? 18 game NFL season, no thanks. Expanded college football playoff, no thanks. Some things you just need to leave well enough alone. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, you know what? This is a sport that's actually, they're growing. At least they're trying to grow. It's WNBA All-Star Weekend. Exciting things in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Before we went to break, you know, I tried to make the point that too much of anything is not a good thing. It's a bad thing. It's called being a glutton. And sometimes you go for too much and ends up getting you in the back end. Sometimes you gotta be patient. You can't eat too much food, otherwise you choke. Yeah, that's a good example. Yeah, listen to that. And so the NFL and Stephen Jones is telling everybody what we already know. One day they're going to elevate from 17 games to 18. Wow. I mean, I was fine at 16 games. Some of us remember, not me, some of you remember when it was 14 games. College football's expanding the playoff. Major League Baseball expands the playoff. Hickey, next thing you know, the NBA is just going to say, you know what? Who needs 16 teams? Let's just let 20 in. Like, it's coming. Well, maybe not. Could you imagine if the NBA let more teams in?
Well, I mean, they basically technically allow 20 in, right?
Explain.
Well, the play-in tournament.
Oh, my God.
Right? Like, it's 1 through 10.
No, that's...
I know, you got to play your way in, but technically 20 teams are playing in the postseason.
Yeah, but they get the ass team. They just fill the last two spots. And, you know, really, they only fill one spot. It's kind of wrong if you think about it. Like, if you're the seventh seed and you've secured the seventh seed, why are you still having to play to get in? You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have finished as the seventh seed, but because of some stupid playing games, you end up in the eighth spot. Isn't that kind of wrong?
I mean, I don't hate it. Like, you know, play. I mean, you got two home games to win one just to make the playoffs. Like, you know, you're not that disadvantaged.
Touche. I guess it's close enough. It's close enough what the NBA has done. Good. Well, I could tell you one thing that's actually growing. It's the WNBA. For all of the excitement surrounding people like Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, and this has moved on from the college game, and we're learning more about potential rights deals and contracts and the hundreds of millions of dollars. This is good for the WNBA. And so now they're in a break. There will be no WNBA games until, I think, August 16th of next month. They're in an all-star break. The best players in the world are in Phoenix, Arizona right now. Because tomorrow, the all-star game is basically a warm-up for Team USA basketball as they take on the WNBA all-stars. And these are the women, I don't want to say who didn't make the USA team, but these are the next best players. And so one thing that I'm looking forward to is the game tomorrow. And in a lot of cases, you know, people want to see the skills competition. It's actually going on right now. I think we said this last night. There's no Caitlin Clark in a three-point contest. She said no. Sabrina Ionescu, who competed in a three-point contest against Steph Curry earlier this year, she said no. And so the skills competition is going on right now. There are women shooting and doing skills. They're doing the run, pass, dribble, and shoot drill. And if I wasn't here in the studio in the background, I wouldn't be paying attention to it. What I'm going to pay attention to is tomorrow, because Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese are going to be on the same team for Team WNBA. How about that? They actually got something right, even though they should be on Team USA. Caitlin Clark spoke to the media, and she said, for the first time, she is excited to play with Angel Reese.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I think it's cool. Like, it's obviously rare to have two rookies in the All-Star game. Like, yep, so I think just enjoy that. Like, obviously the fans are super excited about it. I think it's just really good for the W. And obviously she's having an incredible year, so it's going to be really fun. She's certainly probably going to lead the game in rebounds. I expect that out of her. Like, that's just what she does.
Oh, that's cute. They're friends now, Hickey. They're friends for the weekend.
At least one-sided friendship.
What? Excuse me? Well, you think Angel Reese hates her guts?
I don't know about hate, but publicly, at least we've not heard any, you know, similar comments the other way.
I heard that Angel Reese didn't show up until, like, today. She wasn't even at the events from yesterday.
Huh.
They did like a red. Did you see the red carpet thing they did?
Is
I don't know what
it was. Orange carpet, wasn't it?
That's right, orange. I wish it wasn't so bright orange, man. Like with the bright. Like I would wear the WNBA stuff, but I'm not wearing no bright orange hoodie. I look like a traffic cone. You know? Not doing that. You have one of those things?
I do not. No, but I like it. I think it looks good. I like the color orange.
The bright orange? That's some bright orange.
Sticks out, you know? That's
what they want.
Good
I guess,
marketing, right? Exactly right.
Why can't it be orange like the Bears?
Because
no,
I don't know.
Not bright enough, huh?
Got to make it bright. You know, you got to let people know what you're wearing. Whoa, what is this? This pops. Boom, that's the W.
Caitlin Clark is gonna behind the back pass to Angel Reese for a layup, and she's gonna miss it.
So she doesn't get the assist.
Not necessarily she doesn't get the assist. I'm just, you know, God bless Angel Reese, double-double and all of this stuff. She's shooting 40% from the field. Did you realize that?
I did not.
How? What, I mean, isn't the person down low, you getting all these putbacks and is she flubbing? Like, what are you doing? 40%? Angel Reese is averaging almost 14 points and 12 rebounds a game, which is crazy. 40% from the field? What is her free throw percentage? 75%? What is she doing? I would expect that from a guard, not somebody who just camped out in the paint all game. Maybe she's taking a lot of these. Maybe she's taking Draymond Green type jumpers.
Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook. Yeah, but she's in the paint. Like, what is she doing? I don't know. Are you going to watch tomorrow? Are you going to watch?
I am. I'm intrigued to see how they play together. I think it will be a very good combo, but also excited to see, you know, can you extract a little revenge on Team USA? Can you make their head coach, Shale Reeve, who doesn't, you know, even want to be bothered by just the name Caitlin Clark, you know, make her pay a little bit?
That would be amazing. Wouldn't it be amazing if Caitlin Clark just went off? Oh, my God, bruh. Why is the game at 8:30 at night? Oh, 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. I guess it's prime time. I get it. Saturday night prime time. But it's the summertime.
Right.
I feel like years ago I used to find the WNBA All-Star game would be on like a Sunday at 3 o'clock. This is Hickey, I don't know. You still going to watch? I thought the game was on at like 5 or something.
3 o'clock actually would be nice, middle of the day.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock, I would have watched. I see Diana Taurasi came back, so I assume she's going to play. In reality, I think Team USA is going to whoop them. I hope that's not the case. I think they will. Meanwhile, they still have their skills competition. Oh, man, this is terrible. Hickey, people on the internet are awful.
I can imagine.
You want to know what somebody said to me?
Oh, no.
Somebody said, why is there no dunk contest? Like, what are we doing here? Why are people saying this? Somebody else tweets me. He says, the WNBA team would beat Team USA if the league let them really play. I don't know what that means, Shane. What does that mean? The WNBA team would beat Team USA if the league let them really. So he thinks, what does that mean? He thinks the officials are going to be out for him or something like that?
Why would the fix be in?
I don't know. Team USA is supposed to wipe him out. I don't know, Hickey.
Who's fixing the game, by the way? If anything, wouldn't it help the WNBA if If the All-Stars won?
I guess it would, wouldn't it, right?
I mean, if we're talking about like a 80-point blowout here, or even a 30-point blowout, that's not good.
Diana Taurasi did say that Team USA still has a whole lot more to prove. What they have to prove, I don't know, because they expected to blow out every team that they face, so I don't know. Maybe she's trying to prove something to herself. Anyway, there is an early game, the United States versus Sudan. That takes place at 3 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. So if you want to see a different type of blowout, watch LeBron James jump over a guy you never heard of in your life. Also, is Kevin Durant going to be in action? We have no idea. One thing I do know, Kevin Durant spoke to the media today because he's been gone. He hasn't played a game with his calf injury. Kevin Durant said, I'm taking this injury day by day.
The practices just keep grinding, keep building who we are. And game's right around the corner, so we just want to take advantage of these days we have to practice.
Do you think that you will be able to play either tomorrow or Monday?
Oh, no, I'm going to see how I feel. I have to practice today. Just take it a day at a time.
Just take it a day by the time. Just a day at a time. Kevin Durant sounds so relaxed. He's like, I'm going to get a free gold medal either way. I don't even got a plan to get a gold medal. Good for him. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. So, yeah, if you need something to do tomorrow, support Team USA basketball, the men and the women's side. Get to watch Team USA men beat up on Sudan. And then in the evening or the afternoon, later in the day, you can watch the WNBA All-Stars lose to Team USA women's basketball, unless Caitlin Clark goes off. Hickey, what is she doing? Going over? She's so humble. She plays the game the right way. She's not going to go off. She's not going to do it. She won't.
Here's a question for you. Who scores more points tomorrow, Caitlin Clark or the entire team of Sudan?
Oh, Sudan. Sudan is going to get to 60 points. 65.
You think they're getting to 60?
65 points, yeah. Mm-hmm. They can't beat them like that, man. What do you think? Team USA is going to win 115 to 30? Come on.
I don't know.
Luol Deng is running the team, man. You think he got scrubs out there from Sudan?
I mean, I heard Kevin Durant today talking about basically, you know, this is great for them, this great exposure. This is, you know, going to bring shine a light. Like this is, you know, like a team that it's not good.
They're playing a charity case, huh?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
No.
I'll take Caitlin Clark on that tomorrow, by the way. She'll score more than Sudan will.
No, she won't. Is she going over 30 points? No. 20. Not even. It's an all-star game. She's just going to pass the ball. She's not even going to get involved in this crap. Caitlin Clark tomorrow is going to have no more than, I'd say, 15 to 20 points. Because it's going to be a blowout. And they're going to sit her down, watch. And then they're going to make fun of her after. Watch. I thought we were done with Caitlin Clark after tomorrow or this week, but nah. Something going to happen tomorrow. I hope not. I hope she crosses over Diana Taurasi into retirement. That's just me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We are going to take a break. When we come back, you know, it's the weekend. I want to advise you against making stupid decisions. I'm going to share a story with you to encourage you not to do so. And then I'm going to tell you a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's been a busy day. I know we're heading into the weekend. I guess this is considered the dog days of summer. Today is July 19th. You're going to blink. It'll be August. Oh, it gives me the shivers to think about it. And damn it, I mean, even here, I got a few minutes before I'm told to shut up and leave. So you know what? Let's take a look at some of the things that took place today in the world of sports. It's not just Kevin Durant and his calf and what happens against Sudan tomorrow in London. We talked about this earlier in the show. J.J. McCarthy signed his rookie contract. He's all good and set. If you wondered or if you wanted some money, 4 years, $21 $1 million. We know that Sam Darnold is making $10 million on a 1-year deal, but you don't select a quarterback 10th overall in the draft to not see him play. Head coach of the Vikings, Kevin O'Connell, he spoke to the media today, and he talked about what he needs to see from J.J. McCarthy to make him quarterback number one.
As the play caller, and I have so much dialogue, you know, with these guys, mentally you'll kind of know at least when, you know, he's ready to kind of go out there and truly take the reins and run with it. I think it's one of those things. Physically, it's not going to be much for J.J. just because he's very, very talented, has a really strong arm, has been very accurate. He's really, you know, at this point, just working through some techniques and fundamentals of the footwork and timing of kind of how we run our offense. So I think it's going to be a matter of really kind of consistency, putting some good days together, then getting some opportunities in the preseason game and really kind of showing where he's at.
That's not the only thing that took place today. Tiger Woods didn't make the cut at the British Open. Come on now. Tiger Woods can't make no cut nowhere. I told you too much of a good thing is bad for you. We've had enough of Tiger Woods. Come on. Don't go out like a sad soul here. Just leave now. Coach your son. Tiger Woods, after being eliminated, says he's still doing this because he loves it.
No, I loved it. I've always loved playing major championships. I just wish I was more physically and sharp coming into the majors. Obviously, it tests you mentally, physically, emotionally, and I just wasn't as sharp as I needed to be, and I was hoping that I would find it somehow, but she never did. And consequently, my results and scores were pretty high.
Come on, man. Teddy Pendergrass told me a long time ago, not me specifically, he told the world, it's good loving somebody when somebody loves you back. I don't think the game has any more love to give to Tiger Woods. It's done. He got that green jacket in 2019, people. It was 2019. It is 2024. We don't even know about, Hickey, do you think he fell out of the bed one day? We don't even know about the smaller accidents that this guy has at home. We don't know.
It's a good point. You're right. A lot of damage on that body, unfortunately.
And the car accident, listen, when they had to almost amputate the guy's leg, that was enough for me. Good luck to Tiger Woods and whatever he chooses to do in the future. And then, you know, before we went to break, we talked about the WNBA All-Star Weekend and all of that. And I got to now tell you, before we get into a few things that took place this day in sports history, this story made me scratch my head. The Jacksonville Jaguars were dumb enough to hire Urban Meyer a few years ago. We saw how that worked out. The Jacksonville Jaguars were dumb enough to get robbed by one of their own accountants. And now I want you to take a listen to this via First Coast News, because the man who robbed them, their old employee, Amit Patel, well, the Jaguars want their money back. Listen to this.
The Jacksonville Jaguars have launched a lawsuit against a former employee who stole $22 million from the team. According to court filings on Thursday, the Jags are seeking $66.6 million from Amit Patel. Patel oversaw the team's virtual credit card program and pleaded guilty to stealing $22 million from the Jags over 3 years. Patel says he stole the money to pay off gambling debts and fund a life of luxury. His lawyer, Alex King, did not immediately respond to a request for comment from ESPN.
Hickey, how this man going to pay that money back?
That's a great question. $66 million he has to repay? I don't think the Jaguars are going to see that.
He stole 22. How the Jaguars? You know what? They need to give this man the money back, okay? He needs to be free. Because if you're going to steal that amount of money from an organization like that and you get away with it, and they didn't know, well, he didn't get away with it, he's going to prison. But the fact that he was able to steal $22 million from him, like, what? Y'all got hoodwinked and you deserve it. Now, I don't know if this is just a PR thing. What are they doing? They want to, this is just for show? He stole $22. Let's get him for $66. This is pain and suffering. I guess they couldn't get the money back from DraftKings, so I guess they figured they might as well sue the guy who's going to prison for it. What are the Jaguars going to do next? Oh, my God. This Hickey, I can't even articulate how stupid this is. Do I need to put them, like David Tepper seems like a jerk. And I don't know the cons, but they've made some dumb decisions here. They're going to end up putting a whole team in London. That's what they're going to do next. You know, screw that up. Anyway, it's the end of the show, folks. Today is July 19th, and it's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Oh yeah, this list is going to be very primitive. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You made it. It's Friday, July 19th, the year 2024. Let's go back more than 100 years ago. Let's go back to the year 1910. There's no audio. Cy Young won his 500th career game. Hickey, how many innings you think he pitched in a year?
1,000? I mean, if pitchers are pitching 200 now, I mean,
this man's just like, yeah, I got a good 600 innings for you. He's like, I'm starting every single game. Me, I'm Cy Young. I got this for you. You know what? Let's hit the fast forward button just a little bit. July 19th, 1980. The Olympics took place in Moscow. You want to know who wasn't there? The United States of America and 64 other countries. Still kind of crazy. Hickey, remember they had the World Cup? I guess they were on their best behavior. That was an interesting one. July 19th, 1990. This is not good. Hickey, why is nothing good news? We had no good news on July 19th.
Yeah, today's a bad day, man. Today's a bad one.
Oh, man, this poor man. July 19th, 1990. It's not funny. Pete Rose sentenced to 5 months in prison for cheating on his taxes. Hickey, they should let the man in the Hall of Fame. Why don't they just put him in? Just do it. Anyway. Oh, that was a tough one. Oh, my God. This is good news. Maybe you watched it. More recent. July 19th, the year 2020, an awful year. Lewis Hamilton, he won his record 8th Hungarian Grand Prix. Yeah, we got audio for that. Listen.
Verstappen this time around does get an excellent start, and Hamilton too. Hamilton chases down the main straight, pulls out to the right-hand side, and makes his way round the long way. It is victory for Lewis Hamilton. Woo-hoo!
Oh, man, that feels good. That feels so good, guys. I hope you're feeling it too.
Oh, see, Hickey, at least we ended on a... on a high note, a positive, right?
The show is now saved. We can go into the weekend in a good spirit.
Yeah, that Pete Rose tax story got me, man.
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot about that, man.
Cheating on his taxes. Listen, the IRS, they will get you. Don't care who you are.
Is anybody shocked, though? Come on.
No.
It's the guy who was gambling on baseball. You shocked that Pete Rose is on his taxes? I can't wait to see what happens. Well, we got no... Shohei Ohtani is not going to have a negative word spoken about him between now and next 10 years, right? Nothing dirty is going to come about of Shohei?
You'd assume, hope.
When is he going to ditch this new interpreter? And we can just hear Shohei speak English all the time.
The offseason?
I don't know.
Right, you can't ditch him now in the middle of the year.
Right, right.
Can
right.
you?
I don't know.
Hey, well...
When is Ipe going to prison? When does that happen? That's another sad soul. This man had it all. gambling is bad, man. What's his last name? Mizuhara? When Mizuhara go to prison? Let's go. I don't know. He's only 39 years old.
I think his sentencing date is like August or September, I think.
So what is he? Is he locked up? He ain't free, right?
I'm assuming. I don't know. I'm assuming he's locked up, right?
You think he watched the All-Star game?
Is he happy or sad to see Shohei's three-run bomb?
Nah, but you think, like, this man has been involved in sports since he's pretty much been here stateside. You think he just quits watching baseball? Maybe, I don't know. Anyway.
I guess you can gamble in jail, right? So.
You trying to get the guy killed in there?
No,
huh?
No.
What is he gambling in jail?
Cigarettes?
The same things that got the other Japanese lady, the Japanese gymnast kicked off of the Olympics.
Right. Yeah, different rules in jail.
You stay away from cigarettes. Anyway, what a week, what a day. And now I got to leave. Hey, Hickey, when are you on the air?
10 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evening.
Awesome. You going to talk about Caitlin Clark throwing those alley-oops to Angel Reese?
You know it.
And Angel Reese is going to go out there and convert every one of them. Improve that 40% field goal percentage. Listen, folks, the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. It's over. I'll be back on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to Emery Hunt for joining us from CBS Sports HQ. Thank you also for joining us, Matt Mershell from the Orlando Sentinel. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Don't go nowhere. Bart Winkler's coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.